So welcome everyone to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is Adela Rubio, your host, and I am really, really honored to have our guests with us today, Drs. Philip and Jane Mountrose, and our topic today is Purpose to Prosperity. And so let's just take a moment before we begin. If you've been seated all day, just stand and place your feet hip-width apart. Take a nice deep breath. Feel yourself just fully coming online and exhale. Allow your knees to soften, your shoulders to relax. And it's as if all of you is perking up, the inside of you connected to everything, everyone, boundlessly flowing. There's no separation, no edge to your being, even though it may appear that you end at your skin. It feels like the energy of you ripples and flows and partners with life boundlessly. Take another nice deep breath and exhale, and just imagine that we're in a circle and that we're connected for the landing of this really important information of living a life aligned with your purpose, prosperously in your business, being the bounty of your gifts and your strengths and your talents that are so needed by folks who are ready to hear it just from you. So make sure that you have a pad and a pen and get ready to capture whatever speaks to you on this call that's going to move you and your business into more and more and more. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I'm really delighted. I just recently met Philip and Jane, and instantly I felt such a resonance during our conversation. Philip and Jane, for me, model folks who, like me and many others, have been doing our work, you know, being this idea, this energy of consciousness in business and bringing more expansion into the world for a while. And it's like we're all coming to meet each other now. It's like we've reached this critical mass of so many of us that are ready for this work, who've been being this work, and are ready for this beautiful exchange that's going to occur. So if you're new to Drs. Philip and Jane Mountrose, they've devoted more than 20 years to exploring the fields of personal and spiritual development and building a successful holistic practice. Since 1992, the Mountroses have taught courses and telecourses in holistic coaching and healing, along with writing a dozen books and manuals that are sold worldwide. Their passion in life and greatest joy revolve around helping people to overcome personal challenges, discover their life purpose, and create tremendous success. Welcome to you both.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're excited to be here, Adela.
Yes, and thank you for this opportunity to share. This is close to our heart, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those topics. I know that I've done countless exercises on life purpose, and sometimes it just seems like such a big task. And yet, it's important to incorporate this in your business. Can you speak a little bit to that as to why it's important to incorporate your life purpose in your business?
Sure. Well, your life purpose is that deeper connection, the bigger picture, what you're here to do. So basically, it's taking the things that you enjoy, that you're very good at, and connecting it with what you want to do to help out the world. So with that in mind, on the one hand, your personal gifts, the things that you really enjoy and are good at, and on the other hand, directing them more consciously than just being good at something and doing something because you enjoy it, but connecting it for a greater purpose, a bigger picture, you become more engaged, you become more fulfilled. So virtually everything you do is within this sort of specially guided, optimized path that aligns with your life purpose. So that's why when you're doing, they've done even studies where people who are more aligned with their purpose, sometimes called purpose-centered, are so much more engaged at their work. whereas other people, it's kind of putting in the time, putting in the hours to, then they're more engaged at getting off of work, like, wow, it's almost time to get off of work, and that's when they get excited.
Right. Yeah, I'm waiting to live until I'm done working.
When can I start living? It's almost time.
Right. And that's where Philip and I were. If we can just share a little bit about our story. I mentioned it before we actually started formally here that Philip was a teacher for many years and I was an architect. And that was satisfying to us for a period of time. I think I was an architect for about 20 years and plus, actually, before I finished completely. But it got to the point for both of us, and I think it kind of hit us around the same time, that it just wasn't feeding us, feeding our spirits anymore. And that to really continue with our lives in a meaningful way, we had to do something drastically different. And that's where we went on that journey of exploring what purpose was for us and what would be meaningful. And also, we connected. We have a very simple formula that we'll share with you in a little bit, but we connect it also with having a life. In other words, we were working. We had the regular, you know, every day going to work, coming home, having dinner, going to bed, getting up, doing the same thing the next day, kind of a lifestyle. And we thought, well, that's not the way we want to live. So for us, part of it is not just to be doing the things that you love the most, that bring you the most joy. It also is creating it in a way that you can live where you want to live, that your schedule is what you want, that everything is all coming together to create just this amazing experience, which everyone deserves. We're all here to have that, and we just limit ourselves because we limit what we believe is possible for us.
And people listening might be saying, well, that sounds great, but it sounds like Mission Impossible, but where it really starts is the intent. So if you're listening to this and it sounds appealing to you, which I would think it would,
living
the life you want to live, your dream life, it really starts with that intent, like of putting it out there. And it may sound big and far away now, but you know, what is it I want to do? What is my schedule like? What is my abundance like, my resources? Where am I living? All those kind of things should be set out as guidelines, as things to figure out, like, gee, you know, now I know I'm going in that direction. Now I know what I'm shooting for.
Right, and I think from my perspective specifically, back before we started doing this work, say back in the 80s when we were unhappy with what we were doing, I also felt that I didn't matter, that there wasn't anything I was doing or even could do that would make a difference in the world. And with having a dream and a purpose and following one step after the next, and we started actually developing this dream before we even found the healing work that actually has become the essence of what we do. So it's not like if you don't know what it is, you know, you're lost and you don't have any possibilities, because when you head out, the universe is going to show you. And the thing that amazes me most looking back on it is now with all of our books and our courses and with the internet having the opportunities we have, we've literally reached tens of thousands of people and touched lives in positive ways and in some ways completely helped people to make transformations that they were seeking in their lives. And I never would have thought that that was possible before we set out on this path. So it's like it's magical and miraculous.
So, you know, I can almost hear some people saying, well, well, I'm living my life purpose. You know, I'm doing work, you know, that I love, you know, that fulfills me, but I'm not making any money at it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you address that disconnect? What is it that's missing for those folks? What is it that needs tweaking?
Well, one possibility is there may be some, there may be some mindset things about money, because so many of us are afflicted by negative programmings about money and making money. it's too hard to make money, I don't want to get exposed, I'm afraid to be rejected, it's not spiritual, and the list goes on. And probably if you're not making income or progressing with your income, there are some of those beliefs are in place. And we could even do a little mini process to kind of help people start to turn that around too. So that's one thing. And the other side of it is to maybe the skill set in marketing of how to promote what it is you love doing in a way that's more profitable.
Right. I had a thought about that too, is that one of the really important things to consider for us, for instance, we do healing work, and we can present it in a lot of different ways, and coaching, as Philip mentioned. But the first thing that we have to understand, and any business owner has to understand, is that you want to provide something that's meaningful to your audience in a way that they understand and that they desire, and preferably something they desire strongly. So it may require tweaking what you consider to be the heart of your message, because if you have a great message but nobody wants it, you're in a vacuum. You need to reach out to people to go where they are. Sometimes it's like you can say you're far afield.
Mm-hmm.
If you're standing on one end of the field with a flag saying, gee, I have this great message for you, people, and everybody else is at the other end. Rather than expecting them to come to you, you have to go to them. So you do have to understand what people want and then wrap your message within something that they want strongly.
Yeah, a lot of more holistic and spiritually minded people can get kind of isolated and insular in what they're doing. And even though they enjoy it and it's wonderful what they're doing and they have tremendous gifts, like Jane said, there's kind of a disconnect, and we experienced that for many years, becoming not realizing we were keeping ourselves more separated from people than when we really wanted to be. So you want to consciously reach out, and the life purpose formula that we've alluded to about your gifts connecting with your contribution. So if you're going to make a contribution, part of ours is to make it this world, our gifts about coaching and healing and teaching. Well, how are we going to do that? That's going to make the world a more loving, prosperous world. Part of our life purpose, a more loving, prosperous world. Well, we need to figure out what people want specifically relative to our gifts and present it in a way that they can understand. So that's the idea of kind of getting out of your own mind. And even though you're using your own gifts and following your purpose, you kind of have to go, as Jane said, where people go so they can understand what it is you have to offer.
Yeah, you know, this mindset piece, and I totally agree with you, you know, with packaging it in a recognizable format that people want and need. A lot of times we think it's recognizable, but we're not always the best judge of...
Yeah, the feedback is people aren't responding.
Yeah.
And you're not communicating. We're teachers. And something that I realized after teaching for a short while, hopefully, is that if I'm teaching and the class isn't getting it, it's not that there's something wrong with them. I have to assume that if they're not getting it, that I'm not presenting it in a way that they can understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I, you know, that's my mission, to express myself in a way that I can reach my audience and help them to receive what they came for. Because people, if they come to us to learn coaching, it's our job to give them what they came for.
Right, and as a business owner, you have to take responsibility for how your message is and your services and your products are presented to the world, because at the end of the day, you're the one responsible for running the show, whether it's something that you do yourself or you outsource to others who may be better qualified to handle it for you. There is this piece around money mindset that I'd love to explore, and I'd love for you to lead us through a mini process around that, Philip. That would be great. But there's this thing with it almost seems like I know that I was working on my money mindset, doing processes, and I don't know. I mean, reading books and going to workshops. I don't want to tell you how long I seem to be working on that money thing, right?
Sure.
Right? But there's a really key piece there that I would love for you to speak to. What was it that for you kind of had you like jump that great divide between the money mindset and the processes and actually stepping into action around your purpose?
Can you ask that again?
I'm not quite.
I kind of lost a little bit of the.
Yeah. So at some point, you were doing processes, you were dealing with your own money mindset that was holding you back. What was it that allowed you to finally break through to the other side around the mindset?
Around the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, I would say that it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out with some successes, and I think it helped to build on what the successes that you have to recognize that you do have, the more you realize you have to offer, the more you value yourself. And I think it also relates directly to your confidence level.
Mm-hmm.
So those are areas for anyone who's looking at it and looking at having kind of an entrepreneurial type of a business that you have to have pretty high confidence level. So we would work with that along with the actual money aspect, is looking at that and why you think maybe you're not worthy of having everything that you desire. You know, what is it that's wrong with you that you wouldn't deserve just as much as everyone
mm-hmm.
else?
And I think what really helped us is we started studying just marketing skills more and getting clear on what effective marketing was. I know we came from a more kind of holistic spiritual orientation, and a lot of people in that camp, so to speak, are hesitant about marketing, and it's very mysterious and it's sort of scary. And as we kind of waded through that and going step by step, because a lot of people who are very good at marketing don't have the spiritual piece at all. So consequently, they're really talking about how to make money, which is good, but without, for people who, like ourselves, are also very much into a purpose and helping people on a bigger scale, just to look at it purely from, this will make you the most money, is not appealing. Yet there can be very good skills in that. So we had to learn how to kind of decipher and sift through things and find things that really work that we could adopt and maybe get through some of the marketing per se, marketing for money approach. So that really helped us kind of wade through all that information out there. So sometimes just going and saying, hey, I really need this information, I might not quite agree with the person's orientation, but they have some good information that I can use and adapt for helping me with my purpose.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Another fun thing that I'm doing actually is we're, like everyone, we're wanting to move, and that's why I say this, we look at it as a process, we're wanting to move to our next level of success and reaching even more people. And something that I'm doing, I figured out, we have a good six-figure income and we're wanting to have a nice seven-figure income. So I figured out, to have a seven-figure income, how much money we would earn every week.
Mm-hmm.
It would be about $20,000 a week. So there's this. So what I had is I created this magical banking account, and in the magical banking account, at the beginning of each week, I deposit 20,000 magical dollars, and then I distribute it. So Philip gets some magical dollars, and I get some, and we spend some for
funny
magical travel and all the things that we want. And I do it. On the computer, we use Microsoft Money, but whatever program people use for their accounting, it's just an account like all the rest. So every week we have the $20,000. And something I've noticed doing a process like that is the more you do it, the more it actually seems like it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes like, oh, well, And then sometimes I'll give us like 22,000. I'll say, well, gee, we did even better than expected this week. So whatever the goal is for a person, and this really is powerful. If you do it, you have to do it for a while, and then actually distribute. I distribute the money, part of it to savings, like I said, part of it to fill up in me, business expenses, travel expenses, household expenses, and it is actually believable. And when it's in your mind and you start believing it, then it's happening.
Yeah, and I could see how that could be really powerful, because, you know, when we think of, wow, $20,000 a week, what would I do with that? Just even that alone will start your energy moving and expand you.
Right. So you can start thinking, well, gee, you know, I have this much of a budget for travel every week. And we have a budget for seminars, because we love to attend seminars and continue to learn and grow. You know, what could you do with all of that money? How would you, if you were earning, and if that seems like outrageous to someone out there, if you're not in that kind of ready for that, if you're not at that stage, make it whatever seems you want to see. And then you can increase it as you go along. But then you can say, well, gee, you know, I have a budget of $4,000 a month for travel and seminars. What would I most want to do?
And it kind of goes back to, well, why do we want that money? What, you know, what is that all about? You know, what does having $20,000 a week mean? Why is that important? What does that relate to? And those are really important questions, because if it's just getting money for money's sake or to have a lot of money, I mean, some people may enjoy that, but again, I just, as I said, that's not really that appealing to us, just to make a lot of money, to have, you know, millions of dollars for what, just because, you know, I have lots and lots of money. But again, going back to purpose, when you put it in the context of your purpose, sometimes called that playing a bigger game, how you can help more people, how you can enjoy your life more, which will be good for you on many levels. There's many different connections you can make with the money, and then it's very conscious and intentional, not just sort of acquisitive, like having more for what sake. And it, there's a reason for it, and it's profound.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this feels like a great...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Jane.
We have actually a nonprofit organization that we run, and the mission of the nonprofit organization is to help to create a world where love conquers fear as the main guiding force, and where each the gifts that each individual brings are honored and nurtured. So it, with that in mind, if we look at our ability to have more money, it is also the ability to have more resources to get that message out and to make contributions to organizations that also promote that, and then just help the less fortunate people in the world.
So, Adela, for us and for people listening, you know, our life purpose is actually to help other people realize their life purpose, to make the world a more loving, prosperous place. I'm just kind of looking at the end of my life, if I could have helped more people more deeply become more loving and prosperous and more fulfilled, that would be great. I mean, I can't think of anything better to do with my life. So it's very passionate, very worthwhile. And people listening may have variations on that and their own purpose of things they want to do in terms of helping people in different ways.
And I think it's a message whose time has come. So I am happy that you both are up to that work. Can you take us, you mentioned earlier that you had a formula for going from purpose to prosperity. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, our little life purpose formula, I guess we won't say it's a $1 million formula, but it might be a priceless formula. I don't know. It's valuable.
It is priceless. It's priceless, whether you attach dollars to it or not.
Yeah, it may be very valuable on that level, too. Okay, so here it is, very simply. It's your gifts, the gifts that you are passionate about, not just things you're good at, but things you really enjoy now, which lead to your contribution, your contribution to the world. That comes from that, your life purpose will emerge. So the gifts that you're passionate about, how can you make the world a better place? And that may be even a place to start, because some people get lost in their gifts, although you may want to explore that as part one. But remember to connect the dots, and the big dots to connect are those things you're enjoyable. How could they make a world a better place? And that may sound very big and challenging at first, but it's a step-by-step thing. And now that I've given you the life purpose formula, I'm going to give you what we wrote in our Heart and Soul of Success blog as the biggest myth about your life purpose. Would you like to know that, Adela?
Yeah, I'm sure people get tripped up with it, yeah.
Okay, here's the biggest myth, and this will probably ring some bells. We'll hear little bells in our mind. Okay, the biggest myth is I have to know exactly what my life purpose is or I can't do anything. It's sort of like the action, you know, the person who doesn't take any action, I have to know exactly what to do. It's sort of enlarged for life purpose, helping people. You know, Philip, until you can tell me exactly what my life purpose is, I don't want to go forward. It's kind of a perfectionism, like I'm going to go down the wrong path and make a mistake. Whereas, sounds like a lawyer, what really I think is much more true is your life purpose is this bigger mission, this bigger sense of what you want to do with your life and how you're going to do it. We mentioned ours about making the world a more loving, prosperous place. Well, there's many ways we can do that. There's not one way. And your life purpose will evolve as you do, too. And sometimes it's said that your life purpose kind of grows you. And so you connect with this bigger framework of what you want to do, and it will grow and evolve. But it's a little bit like the ready, fire, aim
mm-hmm.
approach to your life purpose. Get a sense of the formula again, what you're passionate about and how you want to make the world a better place, and get an inkling, an intimation. And if you do kind of meditations, or as we do, soul centering, what we teach, some way of getting in touch with your inner wisdom, start to just check in with that on how the skills in making the world a better place, what that's about, and go forward, young man and woman.
Right. And so there's the perfectionism, like
an old man
wanting
and
to have
woman.
I think some people think that they need also to have a guarantee that it's going to work before they start. Like, I'm going to develop this perfect plan at some point, and when I do, then I'm going to take action on it. Well, the fact is, if you're any kind of conscious business owner or entrepreneurial person, there is risk. There are no guarantees. There are no guarantees if you get a steady job either, as people can see. So so it is heading off in the right direction, and rather than looking for the perfect plan, we say to look for the passionate plan. Continue following your passion in a grounded way where you're actually looking for something that people want. You know, go where people are. Don't stand off, you know, in the country waiting for people to come to you. But just starting on the path, the way that I experience it is if I start down the path, then the universe is going to show me the next step. And it can be something that's a total surprise. Like I said, I never would have thought that I would do healing work when I, as an architect, very left-brained occupation, and I had never done any real of the deep kind of clearing or energy work or anything. But then I started doing Reiki and hypnosis and many different things, and I think Reiki especially impressed me because when I realized I could feel energy and actually shift energy, it really changed the way that I perceive things. We all can do that. But it was so exciting to me. That was the thing that was interesting. It was so exciting to me that I kept doing it just because I loved it so much. I never even thought at that time that that was going to be my life's work.
Yeah, and just following our passion and our purpose, we came across EFT and wrote those early books on the emotional freedom techniques that are among the most popular because we are following our heart and soul. It's almost like it's infallible following your heart. And I have to say that with saying you still will make mistakes and still will have challenges and things you'll learn, but you'll be very glad that you did it. I don't look back and saying, wow, I wish I hadn't done that. Yes, there are things that I now know I wouldn't do, but I'm so glad I went in the direction, like the overall course of my life I'm very happy with. Because then we found the emotional freedom techniques and wrote books and very popular about that. We were in the right place at the right time. We developed spiritual kinesiology and tools and healing. And
so,
yes, go ahead, Jane.
Just talking about our, especially when we started, we wrote our first book and we self-published, and we had no idea exactly how that was going to get out to the world, but then we were watching for ways to distribute it, and just at that exact moment, Amazon.com came along,
mm-hmm.
and we had a wonderful way to distribute our books.
The first book was Getting Through to Your Emotions with EFT. I mean, the first book that sold a lot, and it was just the perfect timing because distributing books in the traditional chain stores is very challenging unless you have a real popular bestseller. It's well, you may know how many books. There's hundreds of books published every day, so to be found out. But Amazon.com is just so perfect and such an easy way to sell books.
Right, we didn't know that that was coming, but
sure.
it came at the perfect time,
mm-hmm.
and then provided a big boost for us then to be able to actually move to the place that we've been wanting to live in. So it's like, if you keep following it, and I'm sure, Adela, you're having that experience too, it's kind of like the next step just presents itself.
Yeah, what I'm hearing both of you saying, and I think also that this is the thing that where you leap from that money mindset to the shift, is being active on the path. I think sometimes those of us, and I've also been a Reiki master, and those of us that have had an orientation towards energy and spirituality and really this internal focus, we feel very comfortable in that. That feels very natural to us. And so when we step into the arena of activating these ideas, these dreams, these visions, this potential, these intentions that come through us, that's where we're kind of like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying, and what I've experienced myself that is just mind-blowing, is that you just have to show up on the path. It's like you're saying, okay, here I am. Let's go. Let's go. What's next?
Yeah, right.
And it unfolds.
That I think the reason we became so excited about the healing work is that if you have tools that help you to clear the blockages as you're going along,
mm-hmm.
like if you find yourself overwhelmed by fear or if you're confused or whatever it is, if you have some way to heal it and
mm-hmm.
then connect with your center, like Philip was saying, with your own source of wisdom, your wisdom and guidance, then you can keep yourself going and feel grounded on your path.
Yeah.
So the healing, I think, is a really important element for someone who wants to bring more consciousness into their lives and a conscious business.
Well, I've been saying and I've been hearing from my other speakers that, listen, if you really want personal transformation, start your own business. Because,
yeah.
right, everything. And
I think that's an interesting part about it, about where I think a lot of spiritual people are reluctant to go into areas like marketing, is that getting out there, you know, actually putting yourself out there and putting your message out there is, you know, you confront a lot of fears.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because then when by breaking through them, then you make your contribution and also you change in unimaginable ways internally.
Yeah, and I think that loops. I'm sorry, Philip, go ahead.
It reminds me of the Doors song, Break On Through to the Other Side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it loops
that
back.
That's really an important point.
It loops back to what Philip was saying earlier about, you know, find those gifts that you're passionate about and then connect them to, you know, how they make the world a better place. Because unless I think that you've got something big enough to propel you, to move you,
mm-hmm.
There's just not enough energy for you to blast past that stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's where also we talk about creating a life. It's not just that you're going off with a purpose. You're also creating a life. And can I share the elements that we put into that?
Yeah.
Because that is the thing that's where, like what you were just saying, the big kind of that big dream comes in. And we use a four-part formula. There's a coach named David Wood who you may have heard.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He has the idea of the four freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that way of describing it. When we actually set out to do this in the late 80s, there wasn't a term for it, but the four elements, I think, are really important. And the first one we title them a little differently than he does. You could call it autonomy or lifestyle, kind of like, you know, what kind of income do you want? Do you want to have passive income? That's one thing we decide. We don't want to work all the time. We want some passive income so that we can have more freedom with our time. You know, do you want to work at home? Do you want to have an office? Do you want to travel as part of your work? All of those things you can decide. You're the designer of your life. You can decide whatever you want. So there's that part. Then time. How do you want to allocate your time? How many days do you want to work every week? Do you want to take a vacation every month? You know, that's a possibility. If you want 1 week of vacation every month, that could be a goal that you can achieve. What do you need financially? What do you want the universe to give you to support you? If you're going to go out there and do something that's good for the universe, it needs to do something good for you, too. So what do you want financially? And then your environment. Where do you want to live? If you're not in an area that really feels conducive to who you are, maybe you want to live somewhere else. Or maybe you are happy where you are. But we, for instance, we were living in Sacramento, which was not a good climate or environment for us. So we moved to the California coast, which is really beautiful and wonderful.
The four freedoms, I just want to repeat them, just summarize them. You know, I was a school teacher for years, so I sort of still in repeat what you said, so they got it. But so the one is autonomy, which is kind of like, what do you want to be doing to have autonomy? What is it going to be, the enjoyable things that you do that will help you be autonomous? But again, you don't want to be doing it 90 hours a week, and so that gets you into your time management. You know, what kind of time management do you want to have for doing other things, vacationing and so forth?
How many family hours? Time.
Family time.
All the things that are
balance.
Important.
And three is the resources, the abundance, the income. Have some goals there. Have some ideas of what it is you'd like and think big. And fourth is the environment. Where do you want to be living and going and physically being? So those
right.
are four freedoms.
Right. And we did create that special gift for
mm-hmm.
the listeners. Can we mention where that is? Because that's our that the
ties into this.
Yeah, that's actually on the VIP bonus page. If you want to go ahead and give out the link, you can. But I've got it on the page. But you can give the link if you'd like.
Okay, it's at gettingthrough.org, which is gettingthru.org, / prosperity. So that's gettingthrough.org/prosperity, where you can find that special workbook.
And the gettingthru.org /prosperity.
Yeah, wonderful.
So you can find all that information in there and other things.
About the four freedoms, the life purpose formula. There's some EFT, the tapping technique, in there too. So there's a lot of very valuable, easy to read stuff in that special gift.
Right.
Great. So I think we covered the first step of the formula, yeah?
The first step of the formula.
Yeah.
Well, the formula, the life purpose formula, we did give that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
It's that we gave the formula.
I'm sorry, can you just say it again, just the formula again?
Yeah, let me just summarize. The formula is very simple. Even though I want to just also have a disclaimer saying life purpose really is not a formula, although we're giving a formula. This is part of life's paradox, folks. But I'm going to give you a formula anyways as sort of a guideline. So it's finding your gifts, the ones you're passionate about, not things you do well, but, you know, who cares, but things you really enjoy at this point, and connecting that with how that could make the world a better place. Or if you want to reverse that, you could say, how would I like to make the world a better place, your contribution, in other words, and then what do I enjoy doing that could make the world a better place, and voila, your life purpose emerges out of that, and it's a big general statement, like I want to make the world a more loving, prosperous place, the one I mentioned in our case. And how am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to do that well. Our coaching and healing telecourse. I'm going to do individual sessions. We create videos. There's many things we do. I mean, it's not a limited list, and it may change and evolve as you
right.
do.
And it can be so many things. It can be that you have a restaurant where people can go and and just enjoy fabulous food that makes them feel good. That's a positive contribution. It doesn't have to be just. We do healing work, which seems a very direct way, but there are so many different ways to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that one of the, as I mentioned earlier, one of the things that, you know, being very inner-directed, highly aware, very creative, that one of the things that can be a challenge is putting these things into action, you know, actually, you know, deciding what it is that you do with this life purpose. Any recommendations for folks on how they can make it real or just take the next step once they've identified?
Well, we've worked with a lot of people, so we've seen a lot of the common problems that people have and obstacles that stop people. And one of the first things is kind of what you were suggesting is people become overwhelmed and confused, and as a result they don't do anything. So the solution to that is find people who have done what you want to do and get help. It's not, and I think I saw something, Adela, that you were offering a program for people. I noticed in my email the other day that you had a program. So people who are looking for something, find somebody who's done it or find someone who's taken that first step and can show you, you know, your next step.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lone Ranger approach.
Doesn't work. Yeah.
You know, it really, I just think it's done, you know, where it's all
find
about
a mentor,
collaborating and communicating and learning and growing together and evolving.
Really invest in yourself and find a mentor, get the training. Here's just another example of someone who, besides ourselves, who had a life purpose, and this is revealing. Here's what she said. I've always known that my life purpose is to sing. So you see, that's sort of, you know, she knows that's connected with the world. It isn't quite conscious yet there in what she said. And then she says, but the way I share this gift with others, was changing through the years. Being more and more aware of my soul and a loving universe within me, I can now consciously give loving energy through my singing. I want to touch more people with my gift and need to learn more about marketing. So I think that's a good case study right there. Of one of the people that we connected with, because it's growing. She's seeing that she's going to help people through singing and doing it more consciously, and now she needs to learn the marketing about how to make a living from her singing in different ways.
To reach the people
so
who can benefit.
More people, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and something that's sad about that, sometimes we have a marketing program that we offer for holistic practitioners specifically, and we had a woman who purchased it. This was about 6 months ago or something, and she wrote us a message shortly after that, and she said, well, I tried a couple of things, and they didn't work, so I quit. And one thing I would say about following your purpose is that quitting is not an option.
Yeah.
You know, you might change course, but the idea is to find the next, you know, what the next step is. If something's not working, then you need something different.
Let me elaborate on that little story of the woman who took our course, and it could have been someone else's, and people really have enjoyed the course. It's very practical. We know it works. But, again, if you don't have a strong connection to your purpose, you'll be very easily tipped off balance. You'll be very easily likely to quit because persevering and persistence is part of your life purpose. I mean, why would you quit your life purpose? That's almost like just giving up and just saying, I'm going to live a mediocre life of quiet desperation, as Thoreau said. So when you are investing in things like we do, and we invest in many programs, we relate it to our purpose. Are some better than others? Yes, you know, but we learn what we can from each one, and that's a step to the next one.
Right, and it's so important. We have a friend, and one of her favorite things is there is no such thing as failure, just giving up too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think of there's also the idea of the 80-20 rule. 80% of what you do may not produce results, but then the other 20 is going to probably produce miracles, so you have to just keep going. And if failure is not an option, if giving up is not an option, there's only, you know, forward to go and to stay on the path, as you were suggesting, Adela. I think that path idea, it is, you know, it is really what it's about, that we're on this journey.
Well,
it's really miraculous, the journey.
It's an extraordinary journey, and it reminds me of something that I've shared with folks before. I used to have an offline business. I used to co-own a World Gym franchise for a while, and, you know, it wouldn't occur to me not to go to work, you know, and open a gym. Like every day, I went, opened the gym, you know, trained people, you know, signed up folks for memberships, gave tours, you know, taught exercise. And your online business is no different. You know, there are lots of different ways that you get your message and let people know about you. But every day, you show up and you
right.
do things and you
right.
try things and you explore.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip, I wondered about that, the example that you were given. I wonder if sometimes if you're ready to give up on your life purpose, is it about the connection to the life purpose, or is it that you really haven't fully connected to the one that really fires you up, that fuels you?
You mean the purpose? You mean maybe you haven't found your really deep
underlying
purpose?
Yeah.
That's possible, but just know that maybe that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're really passionate about it, and also realize you're going to go up and down, and as Jane said, you're going to hit obstacles and personal belief challenges that you need to clear. And a lot of times people don't realize that that's part of the journey. If you keep getting stuck at certain places, get help getting unstuck.
right.
Yeah.
Find the easiest ways, and that's why we use EFT as an example, the healing technique.
The tapping technique.
Because it's so amazingly effective.
Yeah, we have other ones too.
In most situations. But there are things that can hold people back, like if you believe that you're a victim, and I can say this as a person who believed I was a victim earlier in
life. We were ardent believers in being a victim.
Right, that if you really believe you're a victim, then life is going to show you that you're a victim. So you have to really work at being in the right place. Well, like you were suggesting with the mindset, Adela, and keeping your energy up. So there's kind of a continuum from like wallowing in the mud. We like to call it wallowing in the mud is when you're feeling separate and fearful and all the things that are connected with that, limited, you know, that's not a place to stay. And if you're wallowing in the mud, also, that's not a place to go to resolve the problem. It's kind of like then you can get a bunch of people wallowing in the mud together.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do is lift yourself out of that. And so we talk about image. The imagery might be on a mountaintop where you have a broad vista, 360 degrees around you, you can see everything. I think just mentioning that, you know, the idea of feeling yourself wallowing in the mud versus being on the mountaintop is a different energy. And that's the energy of love and connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling separate and fearful, know that that's a place to get out of so that you can be more resourceful, because when you're more resourceful, that's when you're going to see the opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So connect deeper within yourself, get help clearing, connect with people who are positive, who are going to help you, and start doing things that are making you feel good, that are making a difference.
Right.
Philip, I wonder if we have time for you to take us through that mini process on the money mindset.
Yeah, let's do a mini process, and this is one of our more mini
reframe?
Ones. Yeah, miracle. We call it the miracle reframe. You
mm-hmm.
can do it with EFT, the tapping technique, and it's
okay.
a special mantra that came out of the blue to us, and it's very simple, and here's what it is. It says, even though I have this problem, whatever it is you want to clear, anything is possible and miracles are happening now. And we kind of define a miracle as something wonderful, surprising, something better than you thought. Okay, so we're going to do it. We're going super fast because of our limited time. So you pick your problem, pick your problem du jour, whatever is holding you back today, and say, even though I have this problem and you know what it is, and you're to do EFT, for those who don't know how to do it, you're doing a little karate chop on the heel of your hand, a little perpendicular, so you're karate chopping your hand and saying, even though I have this problem, and the problem is whatever you're stuck, you're afraid, you don't know what to do, you think you'll be rejected, etc. Even though I have this problem, and you say it aloud. Everyone should be saying it aloud with me.
Even though I have this problem.
anything
is possible,
and miracles
are happening,
happening now. And you're karate chopping the side of your hand. We're going to say it two more times. Even
though
I have
this
problem,
anything
is
possible,
and
miracles
are
happening right now.
Good. Even though I
have
this problem,
anything
is possible,
and
miracles are happening right now.
And what you can do, even right, you could have done it before we started, you could measure 1 to 10 how strong the problem is, like how strong the fear is, how strong the sadness is, how strong the belief is, et cetera, or the pain. 1 out of 10, 10 being total. You can even do that now real quickly. Just take a guess. You're right. Whatever you guess, it's probably right. Okay. So now we're going to do the EFT, the tapping. So we tap the what's called the eyebrow point at the beginning of the eyebrow, bridge of the nose, either or both sides. We tap 5 to 10 times and say, this problem.
This problem.
And then we can tap the side of the eyes and say, this problem.
This problem.
And under the eye, either both sides or one side, under the eye, the bone in the middle, this problem.
This problem.
Under the nose, tapping again 5 to 10 times, this problem.
This problem.
The middle of the chin, middle lower chin, this problem.
This problem.
Collarbone, the ridge around your collar, there's a little bony knob underneath it. That all some of these points are sensitive when you touch or tap them. Tap 5 to 10 times the collarbone under the ridge, this problem.
This problem.
And then kind of hugging yourself almost under your armpits, just a couple inches under.
On the side of the body.
Side of the body, this problem.
This problem.
And kind of reevaluate where are you with what was bothering you a few moments ago. Is it light or is it gone? How much different is it? What are you perceiving now?
I love EFT. It's so quick.
Were you doing it on something specific, Adela?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you notice the shift?
Yeah, I noticed it right away.
Okay. What's the number? From how intense to what? What is it now?
Well, it was at 8, and it went down to 1.
Wow, so it's almost gone.
Yeah, it's almost gone.
It dissolve over time. And if people listening didn't get that big of a result, although a lot of people do, go back, do more tapping, and if other things have come up, just address whatever else. If you were afraid and now you're sad, then address the sadness, you know, and keep going until it's gone. So that's a quick little formula. We do have on our Getting Through website like a video of that, of the miracle reframe for people who want to see a video of it.
Yeah, under free resources.
Yeah.
And I find actually if I just say that 3 times aloud, I know that anything is possible, miracles are happening now, I can't help but smile.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that just opens me right up.
Yeah, plus I've got to think that if you've done the process, that it's kind of like a groove on a CD. Your body recognizes it, and you're using your voice at the same time. So just saying the phrase has to elicit an energetic response in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, this is wonderful. I know it's, you know, time always flies on these interviews. That always, I mean, yesterday I was on the phone for 1 hour and 15 minutes because I could go over yesterday. And even in that, we couldn't cover everything because it's impossible. And that's why.
As we said, we have a 16-month coaching healing telecourse and we can't cover everything in 16 months.
Yeah. It's not possible. But for folks who do feel called, who, you know, they love your energy and they want to find out more about working with you or playing with you and maybe exploring more around their life purpose, you've got a wonderful program called Let Go of Limits. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Let Go of the Limits?
It's called Let Go of Limits and Tap into the Heart and Soul of Success with EFT. It's a step-by-step self-coaching program. And here are some of the things you'll learn in it. And this is something that you just – this is a recorded, downloadable program. They're downloadable audios, books, CDs. Here are some of the things you'll learn in it. We have a 4-step formula for creating the life you want. And we go into the 4 freedoms like we discussed a little bit today. We go into the life purpose formula more and applying it. And we're interacting with people on these audio tutorial calls that are recorded, you'll get access to. You're going to connect your life purpose with your goals, And we'll go into the six areas that people are held back, their six specific things. And also, if you like EFT, and we are experts in EFT and have written among the most popular books, we'll give you the ins and outs of EFT and like the miracle reframe that we did today and how to get consistent results. And there's some videos, and some of them are exclusive videos, not only the miracle reframe, but a new one on how to transform your fear monsters. There's another one on how to do the reality shift with EFT and other videos in this little Let Go of Limits self-coaching programs with EFT, and how to put things also in sort of a spiritual framework, because we add coaching and healing, because at LL we found that really the two go hand in hand. You want to coach to get your goals and accomplish them, and you want to heal the inner blocks to really get the most out of it. And with the course, you get the four audios, the tutorials, and we're having an additional live one in June on the five essential keys to go from purpose to prosperity. You'll get that with this course, as well as the videos, the exclusive videos on EFT and healing. We have a book, an e-book you'll get, Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, which has lots of very valuable information. There's a seven-part roadmap on manifestation. We have a CD.
So it's the one that we use.
We teach even a whole program around that, and it's a really concise book. And we have some questions and answers about coaching and healing with EFT, an audio tutorial on that, a little bonus on that. And people really love the program. So it's a little self-coaching program if you like coaching and healing for success. We think the two go hand in hand in a spiritual context. I think you really like
it. What it does is it helps you to become clear about what you want, clear the obstacles, you know, find out what they are, go through them, and then create an action plan. That's kind of the steps that are in the program.
And you find it at do you have a
link? Yeah, I've got a link. I can give them the link. It's consciousbusinesstribe.com/letgolimits. consciousbusinesstribe.com/letgolimits. And you'll also get it in a follow-up email, and it's on the speaker page already for folks who may be listening in on the replay. And it sounds like a wonderful program.
Thank you. Is that Conscious Business Tribe, TRIBE?
Yep. Conscious Business Tribe.
Let Go Limits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful.
We found that people like to let go of their limits.
Well, you know, that's what's keeping them from really being, you know, successful and tapped into their passion and their purpose. So, and the minute you step into your purpose, you're going to find, it reminds me of that, there's a quote from the Course in Miracles that I love called, "Love brings up everything unlike itself." And,
right.
That's beautiful. And so as you step into your purpose, all the things that are a barrier to you fully embodying your purpose are going to come up, not to keep you from it, but so that you can expand into what's next. Actually, that's life letting you know, oh, okay, here's the next thing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to say it, because another thing about limitations is that people think as they explore more, they're going to find out bad things about themselves,
mm-hmm.
but actually it's just the opposite. You know, the limitations that we believe to be real are misunderstandings about who we really are.
Yeah.
I think that's what you were saying, is that those limits are not there to make you feel bad. They're there to so that you can overcome them and find out what the truth is, that you're so more than you would ever have imagined.
Yeah.
And so much more is possible.
Yeah, so let me give folks that link one more time so they can let go of those limits. consciousbusinesstribe.com/letgolimits. Philip and Jane, thank you so much for being with us here today at the Conscious Business Telesummit.
Well, thank you, Adele. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Adele. It was great being with you
and really all was.
The listeners and audience. We can feel your wonderful energy as well.
Definitely.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And we'll see you soon. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.